Hi, this is Nick Ortner from thetappingsolution.com. If you're new to tapping, visit our website to learn the basics of the process. In this tapping meditation, we'll focus on releasing anger. Anger is often called the taboo emotion because it's so big and so overpowering, it feels out of our control. Sometimes, without even realizing it, we try to hold anger in for fear that it will explode beyond our control. And when we do express anger, we find that we're as angry afterward as we were before. Plus, we're then left with even more issues to deal with in our lives and relationships. It can feel like a no-win situation, which is why, in this tapping meditation, we're going to practice a new way of releasing anger. Keep in mind, this meditation is for releasing anger that resulted from a specific situation. Whether it's anger about something someone said to you, something that happened, or something else, this powerful visualization process will allow you to fully express your anger and then let it go so you can move forward in a healthier and more positive way. Remember, today's meditation is meant to serve as a guide to get you tapping on this topic and give you some general language and ideas on how to tap. As always, if the language doesn't apply to you, you can change it to fit your needs. As you tap, notice any ideas, thoughts, impressions, emotions, or specific memories that you can tap on, either during this meditation or on your own. The more specific you can be with your particular experience, what you're feeling exactly, what happened, what you believe, the better your results are going to be. At certain points in this exercise, which combines visualization with tapping, you'll want to tap through the points while visualizing or speaking your own words. I'll let you know when to start and stop tapping, but keep in mind that tapping is incredibly forgiving, so don't worry about getting it right or doing everything in a certain way. Let's start by focusing on what you're currently feeling. We'll spend a few minutes doing negative or truth tapping. Not to anchor it in, but rather to acknowledge it and let it go. Feeling safe to acknowledge how we feel, to speak the truth about our current experience, is one of the most powerful things you can do. To begin, take a deep breath and let yourself return to the original event that made you angry. Let yourself really feel that anger now. On a scale of 0 to 10, when you think about what happened, when you see what happened, when you feel what happened, how angry do you feel? Where do you feel that anger in your body? Write that number down. Now let's take 3 deep breaths in. Feeling safe and grounded in your body. We'll start by tapping 3 times on the karate chop point. Even though I feel so angry, I love myself and accept how I feel. Even though I have all of this anger in my body, I love myself and accept how I feel. Even though I feel so incredibly angry about what happened, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Now tapping through the points, feeling the anger in your body, eyebrow, all this anger, side of the eye, so much anger in my body. Under the eye, it's safe to express this anger. Under the nose, it's safe to let it all out. Under the mouth, this burning hot anger. collarbone. I can feel it in my body. Under the arm, and I can express it all now. Top of the head, it's safe to let it all out now. Continue tapping through the points now, as you remember, in as much detail as you can, what happened or what was said that made you angry. Let your anger grow bigger and burn hotter as you keep tapping through the points. See it now. Eyebrow. Side of the eye. Under the eye. Under the nose. Under the mouth. Collarbone. Under the arm. Top of the head. If there's something you wish you could say to someone, go ahead and say it out loud now while tapping through the points. Say it out loud. Eyebrow. Speak your truth. Side of the eye. Under the eye. Under the nose. Under the mouth. Collarbone. Speak your truth. Under the arm. Top of the head. If you feel like you want to punch or kick or make any kind of physical gesture to the person who made you angry, that's okay. Just make sure you have enough space around you to make the gesture without hitting anyone or anything. This is a safe place to express how you feel and let it go. Keep expressing your anger while tapping through the points. Feeling safe, tapping through the points, expressing how you feel. Eyebrow. Side of the eye. Under the eye. Under the nose. Expressing how you feel. Letting it go. Under the mouth. Collarbone. Under the arm. Top of the head. If you begin to cry or your body shakes, that's okay. It's your body releasing energy, letting it go. Feel that anger. See what happened. See what they said, what they did. Just keep tapping and let it go. Tapping through the points at your own pace. This is the time to do and say everything you've been wanting and needing to. Don't be shy. Feel safe letting it out. If there's one point in your memory, maybe specific words someone said to you, or things people did that triggers your anger, replay it in your mind as you tap. See that moment happening. Tapping through the points. What did they say? What did they do? While tapping, you can also say out loud words that were said to you that made you angry. Neutralize those words and release your anger. Tapping through the points. And when you find perhaps that your anger begins to cool a little bit, come back to the eyebrow point and let's tap together. Eyebrow, I'm ready to let go of this anger. Side of the eye, releasing any remaining anger from my body. Under the eye, I don't need this anger anymore. Under the nose, I can let it all go now. Under the mouth, it was like a balloon about to burst. Collarbone, And now that I've let the hot air out, I can feel calm and centered. Under the arm, I don't need this anger anymore. Top of the head, I can let it go now. Eyebrow, releasing this anger from every cell in my body. Side of the eye, letting it all go now. Under the eye, allowing myself to feel calm and centered. Under the nose, allowing myself to feel compassion. Under the mouth, allowing myself to relax and release any remaining anger. Collarbone, feeling calm and centered now. Under the arm, relaxing into compassion and forgiveness. Top of the head, feeling calm and centered now. When you're ready, take a long, deep, slow breath. Check back in with your anger. On a scale of 0 to 10, how angry do you feel now? What else came up during that process? What other emotions, memories, and ideas? Write down anything else that came up and either continue tapping on it now or commit to addressing it in the future. Letting go of anger is one of the most powerful things we can do to heal our mind, body, and spirit. If you still have anger about this situation, either keep tapping on it or just commit to doing this meditation again in the near future. Commit to letting all this anger go, to free yourself from it, and to feel calm and peaceful in your body. I'm going to keep the music going for another minute or two. You can either keep tapping or just sit quietly and feel as that anger releases from your body. Until next time, this is Nick Ortner from thetappingsolution.com. Take care and keep tapping.